It's the holiday season, but the move from Democrat to Republican government in Maryland continues, as it must. Just what that may mean gets clearer by the day. Some Democrats, for example, have been working on the issue of retirement savings and the lack thereof among private sector workers. A report on why there is such a paucity of retirement preparation would include a look at other countries and states. One of those pushing the study is State Senator James Rosapep of Prince George's County. He says, quote, "Clearly, the core issue we're going to discuss is what to do for half the private sector employees who don't have access to a retirement plan," unquote. People without some sort of retirement resource may end up needing help from the state. So, Rosapep says, the study could save taxpayers money. He thinks Hogan will see that, but maybe not. The plan would involve some state spending and managing. During the campaign, Hogan said, quote, "I can't imagine anyone who would be worse at putting together a pension system than the state of Maryland," unquote. He was speaking, no doubt, in the context of Maryland's botched health insurance rollout. And of course, now the governor-elect faces daunting budget deficits. New spending of any kind, even the money-saving kind, is likely to be viewed with a jaundiced eye. Going on past performances, Democrats would have pushed ahead. They would have tried to do both things: balance the budget while continuing to look for the retirement fix. In similar situations, as time goes by, Marylanders will see the difference between the parties.